prayer isn't just talking to the ceiling, it's partnering with the divine to reshape reality. Joy Dawson's intercession reveals how ordinary believers can participate in history's most thrilling adventure, collaborating with God to transform lives and nations. When a UIMAM team approached a university in a country hostile to Christianity, they carried something more powerful than literature or strategies, prayers that had been working in the spiritual realm for days. After 3 days of focused intercession, a divine appointment materialized, an invitation to explain Christmas to 60 teachers from across the nation. Hearts prepared through prayer, many wept openly upon hearing the gospel for the first time. This wasn't coincidence. It was intercession creating supernatural openings where human effort alone would have failed. True intercession connects us with the most exciting being in the universe. When we pray as directed by the Holy Spirit, we receive glimpses of God's loving thoughts toward others. Nothing transforms us more quickly. During these sacred moments, we experience the deepest moves of God's Spirit, the greatest revelation of both our heart and His, profound spiritual unity with others, and moments of unparalleled intimacy with our Creator. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have supernatural insight into situations? The connection between earnest prayer and divine revelation is no accident. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know, Jeremiah 33:3, isn't just poetic language, it's a practical promise that unfolds in remarkable ways. When Dawson met Arnie Abrahamson, a missionary working in Brazil's dangerous jungles, she committed to intercede for him. A week later, while teaching in Switzerland, she discovered something astonishing. A prayer group there had received specific impressions about a lone missionary in Brazil's jungles, without any prior knowledge of Arnie. The details matched perfectly, confirming God had truly spoken. Divine prompts to intercede often come when someone persistently occupies our thoughts. This was illustrated when Dawson's prayers coincided with Lauren Cunningham experiencing supernatural peace during a flight emergency. Scripture teaches that kindness to afflicted friends starts with intercession, as Jesus demonstrated by praying for Peter's testing. When interceding for friends in trials, we balance seeking God's intervention with His purpose of spiritual growth. During Dawson's illness, friends' prayers became a vital source of strength. With loved ones distant from God, we must remain flexible about His methods. One woman's husband found Christ through teaching tapes at home, not church as she'd envisioned. Our preconceptions can hinder answered prayer. True intercession means surrendering to God's approach. Use anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances. Our attitude toward those we pray for matters deeply. Prayer without forgiveness creates spiritual barriers. True forgiveness means releasing resentment, remembering God's mercy, and actively showing love to those who've hurt us, making our prayers more effective. Major U.S. cities face a youth crisis, with Hollywood counting over 20,000 homeless youth and thousands on streets nightly. These young people seeking excitement find only desperation and exploitation. At a Hollywood brothel, Dawson and a converted former prostitute discovered that despite skepticism toward Christians, the women remained open to discussions about Jesus. One woman's later transformation and entry into missions work proved prayer's transformative power. Parents worldwide anguish over runaway children. We must pray they'll find the Lord without bitterness and trust His timing for restoration. Our Heavenly Father understands. His own Son was forsaken so we never would be. In Los Angeles alone, 150,000 gang members face grim statistics. 90% are arrested by 18, and 60% are dead or imprisoned by 20. Imagine the impact of Christians praying for their conversion. The next great spiritual awakening may begin not in churches, but in the streets, among societies forgotten. Dawson distilled decades of intercessory prayer experience into 10 principles for breakthrough. First, praise through worship to create spiritual atmosphere. Second, maintain a clean heart, free of unforgiveness. Third, depend completely on the Holy Spirit for effective intercession. Fourth, confront opposition using Christ's name and scripture. Fifth, surrender personal agendas to God's priorities. Sixth, pray SPAD in faith before prayer. Seventh, wait silently to discern God's voice. Eighth, act promptly on divine promptings. Ninth, keep scripture ready for guidance. 10th, conclude with praise regardless of outcomes. A Pennsylvania church implementing these principles saw dramatic results in 18 months. 3 new churches established, 12 missionaries sent globally, and triple congregation growth, proving their effectiveness when faithfully applied. If your vision isn't world-sized, it's too small. God has set eternity in the hearts of men, Ecclesiastes 3:11, yet many Christians focus only on local concerns. Your vision shapes your priorities and determines your destiny. World vision requires 3 actions: intercession, response to the Great Commission, and financial giving. Jesus quoted Isaiah, "My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations." God promises radical results when we pray for the nations as our inheritance. The Great Commission has no age limits. Seniors like Keith and Belle Little began missionary work in Indonesia in their 60s, while others built churches in Togo. As Psalm 92 promises, the righteous will still bear fruit in old age. Jesus taught that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our financial priorities reveal our true values. Investing in reaching those who have never heard the gospel expands our vision for world evangelization. Prayer was Jesus's way of life, not just a crisis response. At his baptism, he prayed before beginning his ministry, and God responded by opening heaven, empowering him with the Spirit, and declaring his approval. Even amid success and acclaim, Jesus regularly withdrew to pray alone. After miracles, he would rise before dawn to commune with the Father, a practice often neglected in successful seasons. Before choosing his disciples, Jesus spent a night in prayer seeking guidance. Much church discord stems from not waiting on God's direction for appointments. During prayer with 3 disciples, Jesus was transfigured. His face changed and clothes became bright as lightning, showing how extended prayer transforms us from within, like Moses, whose face shone after time with God. Jesus lived, died, and ascended praying, modeling intercession as our highest privilege to partner with God in reshaping reality. Scripture shows a clear pattern. Moses received revelations through prayer, Daniel's thrice daily prayers brought visions, and Anna's devoted worship enabled her to recognize the infant Messiah. This pattern continues today. In Zimbabwe, intercessors accurately foresaw a drug smuggler's arrest, details later confirmed when meeting Emmanuel da Costa in Mozambique. Yet many have traded this practice of waiting on God for worldly strategies. True friendship emerges when we persist in prayer despite delays, becoming a lifeline for others in dark times. Through humility and self-examination, our contrite spirits catalyze transformation in those for whom we intercede.